720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and super excited to have this guy back on TV, back on the show at every conceivable marquee moment at NBC Sports and part of that great NASCAR on NBC team. Car culture, motorsports, food, fun, and now you add game show host to his resume, the one and only Rutledge Wood. Welcome to WGN.
Dang, thanks for having me back, buddy. Yeah, I didn't know that the last time we talked on air that you'd get to add game show host to my name. How funny is that?
So now, in perpetuity, as any time you are ever introduced, ever, America's game show. But you're entering into a whole new category of things. We see it. And you got 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. The people have spoken, right?
I mean, it's pretty crazy when you think about it. I remember when they called and Netflix said, hey, we got this crazy idea called Floor is Lava. You think you want to host it? And without hearing anything else, I said, oh, yeah, I'm in. That sounds great.
Like, okay. And, well, you're a perfectionist. I mean, it sounds like it's a random call. Like, hey, do you want to host Floor is Lava? But did you do any kind of recon on it? Did you review like old Richard Dawson Family Feud videos? Did you consult with Pat Sajak, do a ride along with Drew Carey or Wayne Brady? Like, how'd you prepare for this?
Oh, my goodness. You know, what's funny is I just thought back to my childhood when I played Floor is Lava and I jumped around and went crazy in my living room in Alabama. And I really just drew on that. I didn't know that it would turn out the way it did, because to be honest, when we first started doing it, Netflix didn't. I don't think we went in with the goal of making a show they called co-viewing, which is where parents and kids and everybody in between could watch together. But that's what we turned out. And man, it has been insane. The response is tremendous. For it to hit number one in 24 hours, but to stay there for a week is really hard to do. And I still can't believe so many people watched it. It's been amazing.
Well, I think what it is you're hitting on it. You're tapping into so many things. Number one, of course, that history and kind of as kids kind of playing similar games. Plus the whole family can kind of get in on the action too. Everybody has a role to play, not only just in watching it, but also like in the actual show itself. For the listeners that may not be as initiated, it's kind of like American Gladiators meets Wipeout meets like Amazing Race. Like if you had to describe it for people unfamiliar, how would you do it?
I mean, it's $10,000 to get you and two of your teammates to the other side of this 80,000 gallon tank filled with magic lava, and you got to jump and hang and pull your way across her. It's insane. It really is. It's like a less aggressive Wipeout. It's not going to punch you in the face, but it's just so much fun. It's a little bit like Legends of the Hidden Temple meets Wipeout.
No, here's the strategy side too. And what's great is that you see every bit of this, whether it's the contemplation, the negotiation, the self-sacrifice. There have been times where I've been worried, people are diving from one thing onto like a pyramid or something and giving themselves up for the team, right? Cause they need to knock something over that'll allow someone to cross. I mean, it's just the whole dynamic is cool.
Absolutely. I mean, it's everything you could ever want in a show. And right now, what's so great is, look, let's be honest, y'all, 2020 has been what I think the kids would refer to as a hot dumpster fire. So that being said, it is a show that you can watch and absolutely unplug and just smile and laugh. And it is a joyous amount of love that you get to see from people just being silly and falling into lava and just, it's crazy. And the good news is everyone's okay. If you fell in, no one got hurt.
That is an important thing to say to the listeners, because unlike where, the worst thing that can happen is, you maybe get a question wrong, or maybe it proves you're not actually the smartest person in the world. In this one, like, there has been a lot of mystery built into it. Number one, people wonder, and I wonder this myself, because like, are the things, and it's a variety of different kind of sets and themes and things like that. Is the stuff kind of padded? Is some of it padded, some of it not? How does it work?
The car guy in me says the best way to describe it, those 5 mile per hour bumpers we started putting on cars? It's a little bit like that. It's not the softest thing in the world, but it's also not the hardest. And you've just got to really, if you don't fall in the lava, you never find out how hot it is or where you go. So that's the best advice I give people. Just don't fall in because the floor is lava.
And this is it too, is that you guys are very tactful on the movie magic special effects side, as you never show the people coming out because of course they're just melted, right? That's what happens with lava. But so how is, because that's been a lot of the questions too, is like, where do the people go? Do you pull them out from underneath? Do you just cut? Because they do stay down for quite a while sometimes.
You know, Dane, that's a great question. Where do any of us really go? You know, that's life's big mystery. Where are we going right now? When will we get there? I don't know. But I know this. When you fall into magic lava on Flora's Lava, you appear a couple hours later totally fine and your clothes are dry. Best case scenario, you know?
I know with the social distancing and everything, I guess one of the rewards at the end is you get to actually see you in person. But what was that? Like, how is the production side of it? People have sort of wondered, you know, with the voiceovers, because you're not really like physically there the whole time. You know, you're not like, you know, in a suit with one of those kind of long microphones talking to people.
Right. Yeah, you don't see me. I was there and I got to watch all the runs and I'm making notes and jokes with the producers. And sometimes I'd get on the microphone and kind of mess with them, because a lot of teams would get out there and absolutely forget that the time is running. And once that clock starts, it's everybody for themselves. So it was a really fun process in that way. But it is funny that, you know, we jokingly said like, oh, if you win, you'll get to meet me, Rutledge Wood. And a bunch of people were like, I don't know who this is. Is this a big deal?
So crazy.
I was like, no, that's part of the, like, that's part of the game show vibe of not taking ourselves too seriously. But it was so fun to see the teams and how people use teamwork. Cause as you saw, some people would think, oh, I can muscle my way through this. And they were the first ones in the lava. And then other people were a lot smarter in their approach because no one saw the rooms before it was their time to start.
So wow.
It's a lot to try to wrap your mind around.
What the contrast though, right? For some people, it's the reward to see and meet Rutledge Wood at the end. And for the others, and then some people are like, hey, we're not familiar with him. And then the other ones, it's like to have Rut early on is too much of a distraction. It makes it impossible for people to successfully accomplish it.
Wouldn't that have been great if someone like was a huge, like if they had like, oh, you'll meet me, Brad Pitt. Everyone would be like, oh my God, Brad Pitt is here?
It would just be conversations with Brad Pitt before the challenge. So we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that on Netflix and all of that kind of stuff. It is a great way to experience what it is that you do. Family fun, like you said, a great way to unplug and just have a blast during some crazy, crazy times. And the crazy times in racing have led to NBC full force now taking on the NASCAR schedule and being able to kind of broadcast all those things. You got fans now, we'll be coming back. Texas Motor Speedway, you've got all that happening and you'll be part of it as well.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You know what? It's funny when obviously the shutdown and everything was going on, so many of us were missing sports and competition. And for those of us that loves racing so much, it was a really hard, you know, month there where you're like, well, what do we do now? But I'm so impressed with how NASCAR was able to look at the safety standards. What did they need to do to keep teams, drivers, you know, everybody safe? And to see the efforts that tracks like Texas Motor Speedway, Bristol Motor Speedway, the things that they're doing to get fans back to it and safely has been tremendous. My big job at NASCAR on NBC is going to be to bring fans for the next few months to the races in totally different ways. So I'm going to be really reaching out to Twitter and Instagram. I'm going to get people to ask questions. I want to see pictures of families that are watching the race. I want to try to make fans more a part of the racing than they've ever been before, because so many of them can't physically be there in person. And I'm so happy that NBC was on board with that idea, and that's going to be a real focus because, as you know, fans are the whole reason all of these sports exist. So I think right now we need to make sure that we put them front and center and give them the love that they deserve.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. One of the things that you always do and bring to it is you kind of bring the relationships and the fun and the backstory with the drivers and all that. And I think one of the things, as far as if you're looking for some silver linings over the last few months, is that a lot of the drivers have been doing Zoom stuff. So you're kind of getting to see behind the scenes, maybe a little with their family or their pets or, you know, their dining room or wherever they are.
Yeah.
Are you going to be building some of that kind of stuff in? That's what you do. And I think that would be cool as well.
Absolutely. That kind of idea of what we call Rut's Basement, which is something we always do kind of preseason, where you sit around and you get people just to have fun and talk about normal stuff. you know, with how we have to use some of these technologies like Zoom now, I think it's a great way to not only talk to drivers, crew chiefs, whoever, but it's also a cool way that, you know, imagine if we Zoom a family who's watching the race and they say, hey, Kevin Harvick, we want to know, you know, how hard you brushed the wall there in stage one. And then Kevin Harvick answers, like, how nutty would that
be? Wow. It's the kind of thing where you're taking some of the things that everybody's had a crash course in as far as working from home and remotely and Zoom and the communications and all that, and kind of building it into what is sort of that new future. Let the listeners know we're talking with acclaimed game show host Rutledge Wood, who is also part of the NBC sports team. So we were wondering, like, what are going to be some of those changes? I know you're a student of the sport and the history and traditions and all that kind of stuff, and we were looking at 2021 to be the year where everything was different, right? And this year has just been so different. Have you thought, as the on the broadcast side, I've asked some other people this as well, is what kind of different things you'll look to build into the future? Some of these things we're doing because we have to out of necessity, but some of these things could be built into whether it's the broadcast or the seasons going forward.
Well, I think to me, my biggest takeaway is being at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway a few weeks ago without fans was so startling that I realized if there are times like this when fans can't be there, we have to make efforts to bring them into that broadcast and make them feel a part of it in a totally different way. And I think looking towards, you know, your audience and understanding that they are the reason that all of these forms of entertainment exist, I just think it's time that we prioritize, not only in NASCAR, but in all sports, to make sure that those people know that they are valued, they're appreciated, and that their time spent watching this thing is going to be worth it for lots of different reasons. So I think moving forward, I think that appreciation for fans and their experience is going to continue to keep going up. I think that's something we've really seen tracks focus on more and more in the last 5 to 10 years. But I think it's going to become the absolute priority, which it always should have been, and I think it really is. So I'm really excited, to be honest, about kind of some of the changes that NASCAR is doing. And I can see it's changing drivers' perception as well, and them really understanding how vital your fan base is and how important they are and how we can interact with them in different ways than we ever have before.
There's a lot of walls that have been kind of broken. That has been one of the things for those critics of NASCAR is, as far as the drivers, is the accessibility and just kind of the, certainly they're willing to do it, but just the nature of the sport under a helmet in a car. And I think with some of this stuff that's going on, it makes it more possible as we get to the stuff on the track, you know. And what do you think is going to happen and shake out, or how do you feel that what has happened before is going to lead to what could happen as we head towards that championship at the end of the season? Because, you know, with no practice, some like it, some don't like it. Some, you know, as far as the rookies, maybe see it as a, you know, evening of the playing field. Some really do need the experience. What are your thoughts about some of the different things we've seen in the season so far?
I think it's been kind of cool to see the shakeup and the changes, and whether that's, you know, the commitment arrow that we saw at Bristol, or to your point, teams not having practice. It's in a lot of ways, we were trying to find these solutions to make the racing weekends a little bit smaller, a little bit tighter, more together. So on one side, when you cut out practice, that literally cuts out an entire day for most teams on how these things work. And a lot of teams have obviously found a lot of success in that. But it's hard, to your point, for a lot of the rookies. They're having a harder time learning because they're not getting the same seat time that they would there. So it's a little bit, you know, trial by fire here. But I think at the core of it is, let's be smarter with how we do stuff. Let's have a smaller footprint, but a bigger one, a more intense, you know, kind of ownership of what this thing that we're doing and what it is. So from that standpoint, I actually really like some of these changes. I think one thing that I would love to see is, you know, we heard a lot of people talk about at the All-Star race, they were going to run underbody LED lights, and everybody was excited about it because they remember at the burnout contest we had in Nashville for the banquet last year, what an awesome thing was. Well, then we showed up and they only had 3 different colored lights for the manufacturers, and they were under the rear bumper, And it was kind of like,
Now, Rut, if you remember, it kind of reminded me if we're in the NHL tried to do that with the hockey puck, where sure. it had this sort of like weird big glow that seemed sort of artificial, didn't seem real. It just, I wasn't sure if people were going to like that.
Yeah, the glowing puck was a weird idea. Here's my only beef, though. In a world where we have LEDs that are adjustable and you can make them any color, every single car on that track could have had a color that lined up with their sponsor. And guess what? All the kids that were watching thought they were way cool. And it was only on the rear bumper, which is so dorky. If you're going to go to the effort, you can run it under the whole car. And it would have been neat, especially at night. But it's funny how sometimes we get so scared of these differences. Oh, let's slide the number back just a hair, and let's give for one race, you know, a year, let's give the sponsor a little more love. It's okay to try stuff that's new and that's different. I just want them, like, if we're going to, it's like if, oh, you guys are building a swimming pool at the house. That's really cool. Yeah, but it's actually just a 50-gallon drum. Like, that's not the same as a pool. So I think if we're going to make lights, let's make cool lights. Let's let people mix the colors up, make them match your car, do something fun with it.
Well, the whole sport, the whole country, everybody's going to have been thrown into the deep end with some of the things that they may have had reservations about, whether it's like the midweek racing or multiple things or the no practice. And so I think we're seeing that some of those things just based on necessity can work. So it's going to be exciting coming up at Texas. So many things happening. So where are we going to see you, Rut? I mean, are you going to have special backdrops? Are you going to be actually like physically live at the track? How's it all going to work this weekend?
So for this particular weekend, I'm going to be remote, but focusing solely on fans and their interaction and how they're going to get in the race. So we're going to use the hashtag #HeyRut, which I know, clever. just something that'll get your eye. So fans can tweet me or hit me on Instagram using the hashtag #HeyRut, and I'm going to try to get them in there every way we can, because if it's sort of like the wall that Today Show does, where you see all the different families that are watching, I just think there's so many people across the country and the world that love this sport. Let's make sure that they're a part of the race in a totally different way. So I'm going to be excited to do that. I wish I was going to be in Texas, but I know this will be really fun because I also can't, proximity wise, I can't get out there and be with the fans and then get them on the broadcast because of the other rules we have to follow. So I think this will be a really cool way to do something different and get them up close.
One of the things that your public demands, and of course there's no restrictions or rules on costume changes, are you planning to do some of those signature kind of outfits that people not only know, appreciate, but also kind of demand from a Rutledge Wood?
Wow, Dane, that's a great, you know what? I hadn't thought about that. I'm gonna put that in the suggestion box. I'm going to shake it up. I'm going to see what happens. That's a really good idea. I haven't had a haircut since March.
Oh, jeez. So
it's going to look like I'm in a costume already.
Oh, the best in the business, Rutledge Wood. Again, we add all of those motorsports and food items to his resume, and now acclaimed, not award winning yet. I don't know. Maybe have you won an award? Maybe like some sort of a like a local cable access award for acclaimed. We can always go with that. Game show host. The Floor is Lava. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com. And, of course, encourage everybody to tune in all weekend long to NBC for the motorsports coverage and Rut on Sunday on NBC for the Cup Series. So thanks, Rut. We'll let you get back to it. All the planning, all the picking out of the clothes now, right, that we've stuffed that suggestion box. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks, Dan. I sure appreciate it, buddy. We'll see you soon.